From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said Thursday he will try very hard not to disappoint the people of South Africa.
And I'll seek to execute that task with humility, with faithfulness, and with dignity as well. That is what I will seek to do.
Ramaphosa replaced former leader Jacob Zuma, who resigned late Wednesday following years of corruption scandals that hurt the ruling party. Authorities in southern Florida have charged Nicholas Cruz with 17 counts of premeditated murder in connection with the latest mass shooting at a U.S. high school. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said all Americans feel the tragedy and acknowledge that the issue must be addressed.
It cannot be denied that something dangerous and unhealthy is happening in our country, and we are once again watching the images of children terrified, streaming out of their school, hands over their heads.
In addition to the 17 deaths authorities reported Wednesday, the shooting left others hospitalized. Ethiopia's prime minister has announced he will resign in what he says is an effort to advance reforms aimed at easing the country's political unrest. Bramo Benito reports Hailemariam Desalegn said he has submitted his letter of resignation both as prime minister and as chairman of the ruling EPRDF coalition.
The prime minister said he is stepping down to be part of the solution and for the success of the reforms and the solutions we have put in place. He hoped Parliament would accept his resignation.
Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the administration is working to ensure Lebanon's southern borders remain calm amid tension with Israel over gas drilling rights.
We remain committed to helping Lebanon and the Lebanese people prosper through the development of their natural resources, in agreement with all of their neighbors.
Israel has recently escalated its threats over Lebanon's invitation for offshore gas exploration bids along the country's maritime border, claiming that Lebanon will be drilling in areas owned by Israel. Lebanese officials deny the Israeli statements. South Korea's Olympic outreach to North Korea has raised concerns that Seoul is willing to overlook human rights abuses to improve inter-Korean relations. Seem Poulsen from the U.N. Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights in Seoul.
While, you know, it's good that there's talks and that there's that people are talking to each other, a human rights approach must be part of such a dialogue as well.
At the same time, there are questions as to whether the recent U.S. focus on the repressive nature of the Kim Jong-un government is meant to justify increased sanctions or even military action to end the North Korean nuclear threat. The number of civilians killed and wounded in the war in Afghanistan declined last year, but the number of deaths from airstrikes was on the rise. This according to a new United Nations report that was released Thursday. Tadamichi Yamamoto, the United Nations Special Representative of the Secretary General for Afghanistan, said that the figures in the report reference a hope crushed for the future.
When we document these appalling civilian casualty figures, it hurts. Because it counters the best interest of this country.
The report stated that the total number of civilian casualties decreased by 9% in 2017 compared to 2016. The U.S. Senate could vote on several immigration proposals Thursday. On Wednesday, a bipartisan group of 16 senators announced an agreement on legislation that would offer a path to citizenship for the undocumented immigrants brought into the U.S. as children. The bill would also authorize $25 billion in border security funding over the course of 10 years, while also focusing on immigration enforcement efforts. American Michaela Schifrin finally made her Pyeongchang Winter Olympics debut on day 6 of the Games, speeding to gold in the women's giant slalom after several days of weather delays. Germany won the luge team relay in a history-making win for Natalie Geisenberger. She now has 5 Olympic medals, the same number as German legend George Hackel. Geisenberger becomes the first Olympian ever with 4 luge golds, 2 in relays. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.